to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. This is a show for people who just want to lead exceptional lives. They want more money to be able to travel, to be able to romance their spouse, to be able to have time to work out, to enjoy life. Maybe they even want a Ferrari. It's also for people who have reached midlife. They wake up on that 35th birthday and they go, 2 times 35 is 70. And they go, man, I'm halfway there. And they look at their financial position and they go, wow, you know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. So they listen to this show to, again, improve their financial IQ and to learn additional ways to make money. The problem with the average American is they only know one way to make money. That's get a job. The problem is it is very, very difficult to build wealth with just a job. You know, the joke is that J-O-B stands for just over broke. And what it is people have a tendency to have lifestyle creep. And what lifestyle creep is, you're driving a Ford, you live in a $250,000, $300,000 house, but then you get a promotion. Suddenly you have to drive a BMW and have a $500,000 house. You need a new watch, of course. You need new clothes. You need new shoes. It's called, again, lifestyle creep. That's why almost everybody, no matter what their income, lives paycheck to paycheck. You drive through these neighborhoods where people have, you know, 2 Mercedes, parked in front, a $700,000, $800,000 home, and you're envious of them. That is misplaced, because I would be willing to bet a large sum of money they're living paycheck to paycheck too. They just make 300 grand a year while you make 100 grand a year. So their lifestyle appears better, but they've got the same lifestyle you do. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They have cars, you have cars. They have a house, you have a house. It's really not better. It's different, but not necessarily better. But it doesn't seem to happen when people build a second stream of income. What I've noticed over 30 years of studying this is that people don't spend their second stream of income as readily as they do their earned income. Now, I don't know what the psychology is behind that, but it appears to be true. There's one gentleman that put up $100,000 10 years ago, and as he made his profit, his cash flow, he reinvested every bit of it. He's now sitting on, 10 years later, $1.7 million and somewhere around $100,000 a year in cash flow off of a $100,000 investment. But do you notice how he didn't spend any of the profit? He reinvested it. And I see this happen over and over and over and over again, whether it's somebody who buys 10 rent houses or a 10-unit apartment, or a 500-unit apartment. And maybe I'm answering my own question. The person who does that has a different sense of what purpose that money is for. That money is not to live higher on the hog. It's to build wealth. So it is very difficult, no matter what you make at your job, to build any wealth from just the job. It's when you move into a second stream of income, which requires some education, because again, most people only know one way to make money: go get a job, climb the corporate ladder, wait for people to die, retire, or get fired, and move up. That's their whole business model. And as a result, 95% of Americans are failing to retire by age 65. 95%. Don't forget 30% or so are dead by 65. And I consider that failing to retire. If you're dead, you failed to retire. So this show is all about building that second stream of income. Even though I may do a show here and there on fitness or relationships or something like that, that's just what you do with the extra time you have once you have that second stream of income. It's all part of leading a balanced life. So today's material, I had one article this morning sent to me on how crazy the real estate market is right now. That was at, let's see, about 8 a.m. I now have three different articles that are saying the same thing in different ways. And this is one thing that if you've listened to me for a while, you know that I don't like to do. I don't like to predict. It's so humbling when you predict and it doesn't happen. You know, it's like, you thought you know everything, Steve, but it didn't happen the way you thought it would. So I hate that feeling, and I hate to do the crystal ball thing, but I'm gonna, because there's just so much real evidence that this is not just crystal ball. This is looking at past human behaviors and the results that it gets, and comparing it to present human behaviors and expecting the same result. That is the way life works. You know, you take certain behaviors, you're going to get a certain result. If you take those same behaviors again, in all probability, you're going to get the same result. So I'm going to make some predictions and some recommendations for how you should, one, prepare yourself for a real estate correction. I do not believe it's going to be a collapse. I believe it's going to be a medium correction. In the back of my mind, I actually think it's going to be bigger than medium, but I'm going to cover my rear end and say, yeah, it's just going to be medium-sized. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about these three articles. I'm going to make recommendations for flippers, renters, people who are buying rent property, people who are thinking about buying a home, and selling a home. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're doing a little predicting, but with a tremendous amount of evidence. So I feel more comfortable doing it than I normally do. If you go back to 2007, when, you know, I fell in the trap of talking about, you know, and predicting what was going on, I was off a couple of years, I believe, of when it would happen, because it came to me out of nowhere as far as timing. I was expecting it to happen, you know, maybe 2009 or something like that. This time, though, maybe because it was wrong last time, I just feel like we're right on the edge. I mean, let me give you the title of this first article from Bloomberg so you can look it up. Hopefully you can spell this word. World's bubbliest housing markets flash 2008 style warnings. Bubbliest. B-U-B-B-L-I-E-S-T. World's bubbliest housing markets, and it will come up. And make sure it's Bloomberg, B-L-O-O-M-B-E-R-G. And what it's got is a list of the top 23 economies and tells you on a scale of 1 to 23 which ones are most likely to have the crash or a correction in the near future. The United States, number 7. That's pretty high. I believe, it's hard to read, I printed it. New Zealand is number 1. Canada is number 2. They're right next to us. Then Sweden, then Norway, then the U.S. Wait a minute. No, U.K. is number 5. Denmark is number 6. And the U.S. is number 7. So we're up there. Listen to how he phrases it. This guy's name is Niraj Shah. He's an economist. He says, a cocktail of ingredients is sending house prices to unprecedented levels worldwide. In other words, this just isn't a U.S. problem. This is going on all over the world. Record low interest rates, unparalleled fiscal stimulus, lockdown savings ready to be used as deposits or down payments, limited housing stock, and expectations of a robust recovery in the global economy are all contributing. In other words, these individuals who are overpaying for real estate right now literally think it's going to keep going up. There is a psychology that when things are going up, they're going to continue to go up, as dumb as it sounds, forever. These people are going to get slaughtered sooner or later. I think it's sooner. Let me see if I can find this other comment. When borrowing costs do start to rise, real estate markets and broader measures put in place to safeguard financial stability will face a critical test, Shah wrote. So if they raise the interest rates, it's going to cause major problems. And of course, our good buddy Joe Biden, what's he want to do? Raise the interest rates, raise the taxes. So there's the first article. The world's bubbliest housing markets flash 2008 style warnings. Bottom line for this article is he's listing all the things that happened in 2005, 6, 7 that led to 2008. They're all happening again. Here's the second article from Realtor magazine. Buyers go to crazy extremes to win a home. Real estate pros report individual listings fetching as many as 20 offers. This one I knew about. One of them had 97 bids. As the home buying frenzy continues, to win in a bidding war, buyers may be willing to waive contingencies and stretch their budgets to the absolute max. Some buyers are offering $100,000 above asking price. She even had a buyer offer $100,000 above the asking price. I mean, it's, what is that mentality where you say, I'm going to pay more than the comparable sales suggest? In other words, every other house in the neighborhood is sold for $1 million. I know I'll offer $1.5. It's that exuberance. It's, oh, it's going to keep going up. I'll pay $1.5 now because in 10 years it'll be worth $1.5. Idiotic. Here's the third article. A record, this is also from Realtor Magazine. A record share of homes are selling above list price. This is similar to the last article. 51% of homes are selling above the asking price. If you don't see the writing on the wall, you better open your eyes. A collapse, I'm sorry, I don't think it's going to be a collapse. For our definitions, a collapse is a major problem. A medium correction is a pretty hefty correction. And then there'd be a light correction, which would not really have too much of effect other than to bring it back to a balanced market. I think it's going to go way past balanced. I think it's going to move into a buyer's market relatively rapidly and stay there for quite some time, 2, maybe 3 years, because there's so much stupidity going on. And eventually people are going to wake up, realize they paid $500,000 more than the house was worth. They're going to start telling their friends how stupid it was. This is going to scare their friends. They're going to tell the story to 10 people. They're going to tell the story to 10 people, to millions, to until the frenzy stops. And a different frenzy comes in its place, which is fear. I'm afraid to buy a home. And the horrible part of that is, that's the time to buy a home, when the prices are low. But that's a whole different show. So check out Realtor Magazine. It's the National Association of Realtors Magazine. Record share of homes are selling above list price is the name of that article, if you're writing it down. A record share of homes are selling above list price. The other article, also from Realtor Magazine, is buyers go crazy extremes, go to crazy extremes to win a home. Buyers go to crazy extremes to win a home. Check those articles out. Then start doing your own research at the websites that you enjoy reading and have respect for. And I think you're going to find the evidence is everywhere right now. Everywhere. So advice now for these five categories. People who are buying rentals, people who are buying flips under 300K ARV, people who are buying flips over 300K, people who are buying a home, and people who are selling a home. Let's start with the rentals. Number one, those of you buying rentals right now, be cautious. Be patient. And do not overbid the house, falling into the frenzy that these individuals have fallen into, thinking it's going to continue to go up. I can't lose. I'll go ahead and pay an extra 10 grand to get the deal. I can't lose. It's going to keep going up. About, it's not a correction. It's not if a correction is coming, it's when. So please listen to your mentors. Make sure you're a member of a platform like Total Wealth Academy, or that there's multiple platforms, educational systems. There's 10 of them, I think, credible ones in Greater Houston. Pick one. Give us a shot, please. Pick one. Join up. Learn the business model and get out there. Buy rentals cautiously. Go with the actual comparable sales for your ARV. And don't pay anything above that. And don't get me wrong, we're not paying full price for our rentals. We're usually 15-20% below the ARV with our all-in price. And remember that your all-in price includes, you got to include these things: purchase price, your rehab, closing costs, and holding costs if it's going to be more than a couple of months before you can lease it. That would, of course, be a result of the size of the rehab. Let's talk second about flipping. The flippers out there need to be extra cautious. And I'll explain the two strategies that I'm teaching my students that I hope you will, I promise you, they're effective strategies. So we'll talk more about that after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about the fact that we've got a correction coming. It's not if, it's when, that people are really doing stupid things right now and driving the prices up on homes artificially. And there's going to be a correction. So now we're talking about, what if you're a flipper? What my students are doing is they're targeting their main objective. For most of them is 300K or less ARV, after repaired value. The reason for this is those things will produce positive cash flow. If you're in the middle of a rehab and the correction hits rapidly, and you can't get out of it fast enough, that you can lease it for positive cash flow. So you're not stuck with something negative cash flow. So that's my first piece of advice for flippers. Make sure that this deal, if you're flipping houses right now, make sure that you stay in a price range where the rents are more than your PITI, maintenance and vacancy, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, maintenance and vacancy. Now, some of you are going to ignore me, including some of my students, and you're going to go up in the 400, 500, 600, 700, 800,000 homes. Well, here's my advice to you. Take contractors who finish on time. Now, that may seem like a dumb, obvious statement, but it is not. Many, many contractors, I'm watching it happen right now, are taking 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months longer to finish the rehab than they predicted. And because these flippers have not taken a course, they don't know that you're supposed to charge them $100 to $150 a day for every day they go past their guaranteed completion date. They're getting burned with the holding costs. And if your rehab takes 2 extra months, does it make sense when I say you're more susceptible to the possibility of the correction coming while you're in the middle of that? So, two tips. One, stop taking the cheapest rehabber you can get. Pay a little more to get with a company that finishes on time. Second tip, If they say it's an 8-week rehab, give them 9 weeks, but on the 9th week and 1 day, a penalty begins. $100 to $150. You're not trying to burn them. You're trying to cover your holding costs because they're not finishing on time. The other thing it does is it puts pressure on them to finish on time. It is ludicrous to ever hire a contractor and not have a penalty for not finishing within a week. And I always give them an extra week. You don't have to. I give them an extra week within a week of their target date. Now remember, rain days, freeze days don't count. You got to add those on. But make sure that you don't cheap yourself out using a cheap contractor that you know never finishes on time because they take 6 projects when they know they can only handle 4, because you're going to make yourself more susceptible to the possibility of running into having to hold an $800,000 property because the correction comes. That could put you in a negative $2,000 or $3,000 a month situation, depending on the size of the house. So, I'm not telling you not to do the bigger flips. What I'm telling you to do is be very, very cautious. Make sure that you get your rehab done on time. Make sure there's a penalty for not finishing on time, and get that thing marketed and off your books. Get your profit as quickly as possible. But again, the safest is going to be to stay 300 or below, where when the correction comes, you don't care. You just lease it out and make, you know, $300 or $400 cash flow, whatever. Now, the sensitive one. Those of you thinking about buying a home, unless you just have to have a new home. And I don't mean you want one, not that. Oh, I have to have it. No, I mean you have to have it. You're moving to a new town, you're something like that. You've got another child on the way. You know, there's certain times when you do have to buy a new home. If you're not in that situation, this is not the time to buy in any way, shape, or form. It is a foolish move to buy a home in today's market. I know your emotions are involved. You've picked out the linens. You've picked out the curtains. Stop it. Stop it. Don't get emotionally involved in a house when they're overpriced. And they are. 51% are selling above the ARV, and everyone else is selling at ARV, which is just not a good time to buy. So be cautious unless you actually have to for some reason. Then let's talk about selling a home. A gentleman that I'm advising I talked to two guys today. One I think was 370, the other one was 520. Yeah, 520. I think it was a 520 guy. He should sell now. But if you sell now at the top of the market, he puts it on the market for 520, he sells it for 560, tremendous profit. Awesome. But now he has no place to live. So now he has to buy a home in the up market. And what did I just tell you 2 minutes ago? It is a horrible time to buy a home. So what I advised him to do was sell his home, go to an apartment complex. He's an empty nester. sign a one-year lease agreement, within 1 year, I believe that correction is going to come, and it will be a great time to buy a home. But suck it up. Of course, as nice as apartments are now, there's no sucking it up. A lot of apartment complexes are nicer than homes. It's phenomenal what's going on. So that's the strategy that I recommend if you're going to sell your home in this up market. Because it does no good to sell your home in an up market and then have to immediately buy a home in an up market. It doesn't even make sense, does it? So that leads to the last part of the conversation on this, which is, if you're going to sell your home, do you need to make everything perfect in it? I believe that is still true. I do. Because if you've got two homes, whether it's an up market or a down market, one's perfect, one's just rough around the edges, and they're both the same price, which one's going to sell first and which one's going to sell for the most? So don't fool yourself. You still got to make your home perfect before you sell it to get the highest price possible. Highest price, and to move it quickly. And you didn't need to move quickly, because this correction is coming. We don't know whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. I'd move now if you could sell your home and swallow your pride for a year and live in an apartment and then buy a home next year or after the collapse comes. Okay, so there's my advice for renters, flippers, people buying a home and selling a home. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the idea. I want you to think about this. How many of you would hop in a time machine with me and go back to 2008 with me? I bought 20 or 30 homes over that period, and I was just piddling. Some people bought 50, 100, 200. How many of you would go back to 2008 with me right now? If you have any sense at all, you're going, absolutely. Because you know what the opportunities were in 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and even a little bit beyond that. The opportunities were incredible. I literally bought 5 homes in my subdivision. I didn't have to get in the car. They were everywhere. Fantastic deals. Well, guess what? That's about to happen again, and you need to be prepared. So when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what action steps you need to take so you don't miss out on this correction like you did in the 2008 correction. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show. I forgot to open the phone lines. I should have done it. You're welcome to call at any time, 281-558-5738. If you've got a question about the coming correction or an idea or even an argument where you feel like it's not going to be that quick, it's going to take a 2 year, I'll listen to any idea, you know, because we don't know. You know, we're looking at the evidence, we're trying to put together an idea, or a prediction, I guess, for what's going to happen. So feel free, even if you disagree, to give me a call. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or you can email me. A few of you have already. I'll get to those if I can. If not, I'll answer them after the show. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, so the last thing I want to cover is preparing as investors to build wealth during the correction. The important thing is to get that first basic education where you understand the marketplace, you understand why we make more money in the down market. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there's multiple platforms out there, not just us. If you're comfortable with me, then check out our free sample class at gettotalwealth.com and get in here. Let us teach you what to do. The main point is this. Don't wait for the correction. You do it before the correction. It's called being proactive. Get yourself educated now. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to John in Northwest Houston. John, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for taking the call, and really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I listen to it as much as I can when I'm in the car this time of day.
Thanks.
But yeah, I wanted to call, and I work for a home builder, and in my opinion, I see a correction coming also with the increase in pricing that's happened so dramatically in the last 6 months with materials. And then also with lumber dropping about 40% in the last 5 weeks. And also with the moratorium being over this month, we're going to start seeing FHA and VA foreclosures starting next month.
I believe you're right, too. I think those are going to hit big time.
Yeah, and I don't see it being as bad as 2008, 2009, because I think in those 2 years combined, we had a little over 5 million foreclosures. And right now, from what I can tell, those that are 90 days late or longer that are not in a forbearance type situation is currently 1.8 million. So let's say if only half of those foreclose, that's a little less than $1 million or a million foreclosures,
yeah,
which is about what the annual average is. And they've been suspended for a year and a half, not conventionals, but FHA's VA. So I see a tick down coming up here in the next few months. I don't think it's going to be as huge as 08, 09, but I definitely see it slowing up.
Well, John, do you build?
Your opinion too.
Do you build the homes or do you sell them?
I sell them. I work for the home builder, but I started back in 2002. So, you know, I went through when it was loose credit. If you had a pulse, you had a loan to, you know, now to it being over, it went from too liberal to too conservative on the finance,
yeah,
got extremely,
yeah,
strict. And now it's more of a balance. It's not as loose as it was, you know, and I don't see there being a huge correction, but I definitely see a correction coming, and I see it coming the second half of this year, whether it's going to be 2 months from now once these foreclosures start, because it still takes a month or 2 months to foreclose once you start the proceedings. So,
right,
you know, it may not be till the end of this year, but I see it coming, and I'm looking at ways myself. I had a good year last year on how to put some of my money. So I'm toying with the idea of actually, instead of just listening to your show all the time, actually, you know, attending one of the events.
I love it, John. You never know what's going to push you over the edge, but a correction hopefully will push a lot of people over the edge that have been procrastinating, because it's going to be such a wonderful opportunity. And you're going to be, the way that we do it will actually help a lot of people stop foreclosures, get them into an apartment, give them some moving money so they don't end up with a foreclosure and they can buy another home as soon as they get back on their feet. So,
and I spoke with a realtor a few weeks ago, or a broker that I know, and I said, you know, who's going to foreclose? All you do is stick a for sale sign in the front yard and you make a bunch of extra money because the values are so high. They said, John, you'd be surprised. We contact people all the time that aren't FHA VAs and notify them, you know, hey, you're going to lose the house, and they hang up on us, they ignore us, they hope the problem's going to go away on its own, and they foreclose. Even though
you are absolutely right.
You pick a for sale sign in your front yard, emotionally, a lot of people just don't do it, and they foreclose anyways. Even though the market's hot, they still foreclose. And I'm like, you know what? I never thought about that. You know, there's a variety of reasons why people will foreclose. And if it's an emotional and you're not thinking logically, you just foreclose.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, John. That's really interesting. The question I had for you is, I saw a statistic the other day that the median price of a used home is 370, but the median price of a new home is 340. Price range are you selling in?
I'm selling in the mid to high 200s, the 250 to 300.
Oh, man, price range. You must be selling like crazy.
Well, we can't get the land. That's the problem. The land is so expensive.
So a lot of
builders, they're landlocked right now. That's part of the reason why there's a shortage of new homes. You know, the land's so expensive, you don't want to buy it, even though the market's strong. So there's just a shortage of inventory. You know, unless you want to go out to Conroe or, you know, past League City, you know, and go in some of these areas where people historically won't buy homes to buy the land just because you can't get the land. So between the land being expensive and building materials being expensive, you know, there's just a slowdown in opportunity right now. So like with us, we have a waiting list for our next section. We won't be able to start pre-selling the next section for 2 months. We already have a dozen people that are pre-qualified with our preferred lender, and they're just waiting for a price.
That's amazing.
And, you know, which is a good problem to have, you know, but better than 08, 09.
No doubt, John.
All right.
Well, I sure appreciate the phone call, John.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
You too. Take care. All right. Phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So, again, my big sales pitch is find a platform like Total Wealth Academy or Total Wealth Academy. Get doggone educated and do it now. Don't wait till after the correction. You want to be prepared the day that it occurs to start writing offers and picking up real estate, picking up that cash flow, picking up that equity, and building some wealth for yourself and your family. Do not put it off where you say, oh, I'll wait to see if there's a correction. You may miss the doggone thing because procrastinators will find an excuse at that point. Well, the correction came, but I'm busy with the kids at school, but I'm busy with this, but I'm busy with that. Procrastinators are procrastinators. If you're a procrastinator and you're going to lie to yourself and say, I'm going to wait till the correction, you'll come up with something then too. I had one of the sharpest guys I ever knew, fun to talk to. In the summer, he would say, man, I'm going to get serious, but not. I got to wait till the end of summer because the kids are in sports and we're traveling for vacation, and he had all these reasons. Then in the fall, I would see him. He'd go, yeah, I'm going to get started, man. As soon as this semester's over, I'm going to get started because they got sports, they got this, they got. See what a procrastinator does? You can always find an excuse not to take action. And they're good excuses. They make sense to you. It's lying to yourself, delusional. Don't let that happen. Get out there, start checking out these investor platforms like Total Wealth Academy, and pick one you like, where you feel comfortable. Get this knowledge, and then get out there and take action. Okay, let's go to email now. Again, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're welcome to email me at any time. This first email is from Melanie about using her real estate license to become an investor. And that is actually not a bad idea. It's a good idea. It's better than a good idea, because you can use your license and your commissions for down payments. You can patrol MLS. There's all kinds of advantages to having the real estate license. And the only disadvantage is the disclosure. And I'm no longer intent that that's outweighs the benefits. Sorry to end so quick, but that's as much time as we have. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day and live with excellence.
Listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.